Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Luke 17:26-29. When Noah entered into the ark and Lot went out of Sodom, destruction came upon the world and Sodom. These are two events in the pages of the Old Testament that were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Romans 15:4. Many events took place in the time of the nation of Israel and God's relationship with His people that are written as examples for us to receive instruction that we might not walk in the same manner. Even the transgressions of Israel and their punishment as they left the land of Egypt and journeyed to the land of promise is written so that we might not walk in the same manner. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. 1 Corinthians 10:11. What we learn from the time of Noah and Lot is that life was being lived and humanity was engaged in the various means of living from day to day. They lived with the idea that life goes on without any interruption, and were giving no thought to the manner in which they lived their life. These were times of great sinfulness, and they had their conversation in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Ephesians 2:3. They lived life without any commitment to righteous living, and without any regard for God and His holiness. They lived by the law of passion and pleasure. They were indeed lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, 2 Timothy 3:4. They lived without a moral compass and believed that there would be no recompense for their manner of life. But God's law has always been, "He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting," Galatians 6:8. In the days of Noah and in the days of Lot, sinful living was called into judgment, even as it shall be so in our day. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.